Hey guys, you're welcome back to Tea with Maya, where we brew the finest tea of optimum temperature. Never too hot to burn you and never too cold to bore you. I remain your humble host, Jeremiah. Hey guys, I have missed you all so much. It's so good to be back here. I'm literally smiling because I have missed you guys. I have missed doing this. We are very, very sorry. We've just had a lot we've been doing. It's been a whole roller coaster. Like, there's been the old, as you all know, I'm a student, and there's been the old thing about the ASU strike. So I've been like trying to find where I belong. I'm trying to like place myself in something and do something. Yeah, so it's been all about that. But I'm here and I miss you guys. Thank you guys for staying with us, and thank you for listening to this episode I'm about to drop. So on today's episode, it's just a question and answer thingy that you guys wanted, so I'm bringing it to you people. So it's majorly question and answers about Big Brother Naija season 7. So I asked something on Instagram. I asked you guys to vote for what you wanted between Queen Elizabeth's death, Big Brother Naija, and ASU strike, and you guys picked Big Brother Naija. So yeah, here we are. I asked questions online and I got questions back. So I compiled a list of about 12 questions, and I'll be asking them. That's what you viewers asked me, and I'll be answering them also. So yeah, the questions. Let's start with number one. So one of our listeners asked, what do you think about the whole Bella and Shegs saga? Okay, so this is a pretty, how will I say it? I don't like this relationship. I do not like this relationship because the relationship to me is very toxic, in the sense that I don't know what is wrong with Bella, but I feel Bella, it's either she doesn't want to lose that relationship, or she thinks it's that relationship that's still keeping her in the house, as we all know that this whole shipping thing keeps most of the HM's housemates in the house. So yeah, I think that's what's wrong with her, because I do not understand how you would accept verbal insults from someone who is said to be your partner. You would accept verbal insults, like, even if these insults are not jokes, they're like aimed at making you feel less of yourself. They are very, very demeaning, and you would still accept them, and you don't get angry about it. You've not even like said, like, you, okay, so there was this argument they had 2 weeks ago, I think, over the dining table, and it was over this, was it Suya? Yes, Big Red sent them Suya for their pool party, and I think Bella was trying to explain herself to Shegs that she likes the torso, or she doesn't like the torso, sorry. And Shegs was trying to invalidate all that and was insulting her, telling her, you're sick, you are this, you're stupid, you're this. And I'm like, Bella, what the fuck? And at that point, she got angry. Oh, she stood up, and I thought this girl was going to be the bad bitch I thought she was, and like was going to walk away and leave him alone and stuff. And until he comes to his senses, and you know, this girl went back to him. She sat on his lap, and he was not trying to play reverse psychology on her. She started apologizing. I said, no, this thing has gone too far. So basically, on my own end, I think Bella and Shegs, they should wrap up whatever they have, because it's a mess. It's very, very toxic. It's very, very toxic. Yeah, most of that, yeah. Number two, another listener asked, what exactly happened between Doyin and Allison? Okay, so, you know, 2 weeks ago when Doyin was evicted with Elo Swag and Chomzy, yes, Doyin left the house first. So it was Elo Swag and Chomzy left in the house. So I think, okay, so Allison went to hug Doyin when she was leaving. Allison cried a bit, like you'd see that she was down. So Elo Swag, when he was evicted, he went to level 3. You know, they moved them to level 3 house. So he went to level 3 house to go and like tell them that this is what Allison did. Though, as soon as Doyin left, Allison didn't waste time at all. Allison went to go and like leech on Daniela, and they became besties. And Doyin got furious and angry at that. When they now saw later during the week, they had this conversation about it all. And so Allison asked who told her, and Doyin said it was Elo Swag, and Allison went to go and confront Elo Swag. So that was where another issue came up from. So the first issue about Doyin getting angry about the whole thing, I don't see a reason why Doyin should have gotten angry. I mean, Allison is supposed to move on at that kind of thing. Doyin is my babe, but like Allison is supposed to move on at that kind of thing. Like, she's supposed to like, I'm not saying that she shouldn't feel bad. Of course she will feel bad. She felt bad. It was really, really obvious that she felt bad. But she needs to make new friends now, make new alliances that were still in the house there. So like, it was basically that, yeah. Then Allison confronted Elo Swag. Doyin got pissed at that, because Doyin was like, Doyin brought up the issue of when Allison told Doyin about the thing Adekunle said about, was it Adekunle or Adekunle? Adekunle said about Doyin. So, and Allison asked Doyin not to approach Adekunle. So Doyin didn't do that. And this time, you know, it's the same situation. This time, Doyin told Allison that this person said stuff about you, that you did this and this. So, like, Doyin was expecting Allison to play the same thing play the same card she played over there the other time. And Allison didn't. So, like, Doyin was really pissed that you told me to keep quiet about the old issue. I kept quiet, but you didn't keep quiet. Arguments got really, really heated, but eventually I was really happy. They came back together, they hugged, and they smiled at each other, and they continued their friendship. They were even dancing at the Saturday night party, and it was really, really cool. Number three, what was it a shock to see Allison evicted? Oh, to me, I feel it was though. It was, because I mean. Allison has fans. She has fans, I tell you. Like, from day one, Allison had fans, especially because of the whole meme thingy. The fact that they used that as Avatar the 14th, and Avatar the 15th. They used that as, like, she was, like, literally the meme queen. So, like, I feel she had fans, and people voted for her. I voted for her. So, like, we tried for her in our own ways possible, but like, she left. It was a shock to me, but it's the same way Doyin's was a shock. Yes, Doyin's was a shock to me, but like, yeah, Allison's eviction was a shock. Yeah, it was a shock. So number four, what do you feel about how DG played this game? Oh, about that. Doyin, DG did absolutely well. Deji did absolutely well. Deji played the game. He literally romanced the game. He was there for, like, I love the fact that first Deji was a clean person, or is a clean person rather. Deji is a very, very clean person. Several times he got angry with, and it was very, very obvious that it was not because of he was in the house. He was trying to portray that image. It was like part of him. When something is like, it was part of him. So like, he was a clean guy, he was a clean person. Deji was, he never means these words really. He was a pretty chill and calm person. And I feel he just came to the Ask Him and play his game. Like, people were trying to ship him and Chichi at some point, and I don't think he was really, really into it. So like, I don't think he was really into it, but like, Deji came to the house to play his game. Forget it was not like, let's say, a real housemate due to the old Biggie's plan, yes, but he played his freaking game. Deji played his game, and I'm happy for him. I'm happy at his success. I'm happy at how far he has gotten to from where he was before. Like, so like, he did all that. The perfume guy, he played his game. So like, he did absolutely well on that. Okay, what else? Number five, what would you say about Doni and Allison's friendship? Oh, the friendship is beautiful. It was giving Liquor Rose and Maria 2.0. Their friendship was really, really nice. And like, it's the way, like, from the first day, and it was not like a plan. It was obvious it was not like a plan. From the first day they met, the way they got so close and they like became like sisters. There was only time that they twinned on their green gowns, and it was really, really nice. They cried together, they shared memory, they shared thoughts, they shared a lot of stuff. So like, I'm happy at their friendship, and their friendship was really, really good. Number six, why were they kept in the guest house to remove the game? That's Doni, Eluswag and Shamsi. I really do not know what the need for the level 3 house was, but I mean, since it made going stay in the house a little bit longer, I mean, we can go on with that. But I really do not understand why I don't understand what the need for the level 3 house was. Like, what was the need for the guest house if by 18th of September they were going to be removed? I mean, I thought other HMs that were evicted would like be moving into the house and like literally stay there till the end, but like, there's no point in the house. I really don't see a point in the house. So yeah. Number seven. Who were you shipping in the house? What was I shipping in the house? Who was I shipping? Let me even think of it. I've not really thought of it. Okay, so at first, I was shipping Doni and Deji. Yes, I was shipping. Yes, I was shipping Adekunle and Allison, Doni and Deji. I really, really saw them go, like, I was shipping them really, really bad. But I mean, Doni and Deji, their own stuff, they always had fights, which was like mostly caused by Doni, but I don't think they really understood each other. Yeah, the understanding was not there. But I mean, none of them worked eventually. But Hermes and Allison, I really liked what they had also. It was really, really cute, unlike Bella and Shags. But Allison and Hermes, I liked what they had. It was cute. It was really, really cute. But yeah, that's majorly what I thought. Those are the two sets I was shipping basically in the house. And I think the only ship that has lasted in this house was Khalid and Daniel. Even Khalid and Daniel did not really last. It's Bella and Shags. They carry the crowns. I mean, they are giving Kilwaya and Erica 2.0. So number eight, another listener asked about the statement Khalid made with Daniela about drinking, that he would break up with her because of religion. Now, I find that statement problematic, because you break up with her because of your religion. Your religion doesn't accept you to like drink, but your religion allows you to have sex before marriage. Bro, come correct. So this person even asks, like, is it sense or no sense? To me, it's no sense. It's bullshit. It's crap. Because I'm like, your religion doesn't allow you to drink, and it allows you to have sex before marriage. Make it make sense, bruv. Make it make sense, because like, it's not making sense. Will I say it's double standards? No, it's not really double standards, but like, it's not making sense. It's not making sense, I beg. It's no sense. So yeah, number 9. Who do you think would have left the house amongst the nominated HMs? Now let me call out the nominated HMs for you guys again to remember. This past week, this one that Alison and Dotun left. Hermes, Adekunle, Bella, Dotun, Alison, Shegs, and Rachel. Now, so this is it. You know, Rachel can't leave the house till day 72 due to what Big Brother said. So I removed Rachel from the whole equation. But I was looking at, I don't know. To me, I feel Shegs doesn't have so much fans. He has fans, yes, he has fans on Twitter, as if he has fans, but like, not so much. I feel it would have been Dotun and Shegs. But because of Bella, I think Bella's fans, I'm sure they shared the votes. Because Bella has fans, let's not even cap. The girl has fans. So like, I think Bella's fans shared, you know, I think they did it for, was it Perry last year? They did it for one housemate last year, that they shared the votes for someone else. They like, was it Perry or Cross? They moved the votes for someone else. So like, I think that was what happened here. So basically it was, I felt it would have been Dotun and Shegs that have left the house. But yeah, it happened to be Alison and Dotun. Well, we have that. Number 10. Why were level 3 house guests removed? Okay, so I said this earlier. Ebuka, according to Big Brother, Ebuka said they would stay, the level 3 house guests that Big Brother like lodged in, that was doing Yellow Swag and Chumzy, would stay in the house till September 18th. Ebuka made that statement last two weeks. I think September 12th, he made that statement that they would stay in the house till 18th of September. That was what Big Brother said, that they'll remain as house guests, but they are able to play the games and every other thing. Yeah. So number 11. Why was Beauty disqualified from Big Brother Naija? Why was she disqualified? What even happened? Yes, she had previously got into fights and arguments with other housemates, but like this time, this is within the space of 2 weeks. So I think it's like every year someone must be disqualified. This is within the space of 2 weeks. Like, she got into heated arguments with several housemates, and this time she got into an argument with a physical altercation with what was his name again? Groovy, yes, Groovy. And that happened within 2 weeks. So like, Big Brother disqualified her. I think he gave her warnings at first. He gave her the first strike, she let it slide, gave her another strike again. Then he disqualified her. You know how it plays out, Sha. So that's it. Then I made a mistake. We have 13 questions. So this is number 12. Was Dotun and Alison finally evicted or kept as house guests like doing? They were not kept as house guests like doing. They were evicted, which was really, really painful. They were evicted. You see it in Alison's eyes. She didn't want to go home. I mean, who wants to go? Who wants to miss an opportunity to win that cash prize? So, like, she didn't want to go home. So they were evicted, Sha. And I feel she has grown from what we saw, like the first day she came into the house. That's Alison. She has like evolved, she has grown into a better part of herself. So yeah, it's all that. Number 13, guys. Now this is the last question I'll be asking. Who do you think would win? This question. Several people have come to my DMs to ask me, and I'm like, hey, oh Jesus. This question is like really, really, really. So it's clear, and at the same time, it's not clear. Now, I have four people. I guess I'll nominate to be the winners of Big Brother Naija season 7. So first, Hermes. I'm not going to be explaining all of them, like why I think, but I'm just going to explain Hermes because I think it only needs to be explained. Hermes has a game plan. Like, to me, Hermes is... So, you know when Hermes came into the house, I was not expecting what I saw. Hermes won the head of house like twice or thrice. Twice. And Hermes is very smart. Hermes is very smart. He's, oh my God, it's not what I expected from that kind of person. You know, as a Nigerian, we all have stereotypes of how we see people. And I stereotyped Hermes wrongly. And... Oh, I made a mistake. Hermes is very, very smart. He has a game plan. He's smarter than what we think. He is basically Sha. And yeah, I mean, during the weekly tasks, Hermes has proved me wrong. Even there was this fashion thingy, Hermes is like versatile in every way possible. So like Hermes is my number one. Number two, Fina. Fina has followers. She has fans. She has people. She has soldiers. So yeah, Fina, she got that. Then who else again? Adekunle. Adekunle is also one of the smart dudes. Adekunle is very smart. So I don't remember vividly, but I tweeted once. There was this game plan Adekunle had. Like, he already saw how everything was going to be. Like, he literally painted it out. He knew the strongest contenders in the house. And, like, this guy was very, very smart. He's very, very smart, rather. Apologies. He's very, very smart. So, he's the third person for me. Then Bella. Bella is another person that has... She has... And it's not about followers, Let me tell you guys. It's not about followers. But Bella is another person that has people. She has people backing her up. She has... strong allies. So usually those are the four people I think has the opportunity. But hey, this is a Big Brother Naija show. Someone could surprise us again. The way things have happened to this past season, someone could surprise us. So hey, let's sit and watch and we'll see till the end. This is around the corner, so all right, so that brings us to the end of our question and answer session. It's been really, really nice doing this with you guys. I missed you guys, and from here on outwards, I promise to be very, very active and out here giving you guys what I promised to give you guys. So, here's to tea with Maya. Alright guys, so kindly stream this episode, share to your friends, to your families, to your classmates, and everyone. So our streaming platforms are Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Anchor. So thank you guys for listening in, and God bless you. Do not forget to follow us on IG at Tea with Maya, and I remain your humble host, Jeremiah. This is Tea with Maya. Bye guys! Lẹ́sàn-án wọn náà tún pọlọpọlọ, èèyàn kò gbagidi ọpọlọpọ. Òun dàkún jẹ́ ń sinmi ṣe mi jọ́lọ. Èmi yàtọ̀ sáwọn nǹkan ká mi sọ́tọ̀, ká mi sọ́tọ̀. Ọjọ́bọjọ́bọ̀, ẹgbà lọ́kọ̀ọ́lọ́kọ̀ọ́lọ́kọ̀ tó bá pọ́pọ̀. Ṣé tonight for the club ìjó tọ́nà? Everybody ready for the pọ́pọ̀. Gbàgbé oṣù, àwa nìkan ní kò sóṣù. Anúkú lẹ́tẹ̀ ni wọ́n control. Anything I want to, I go do. Gbàgbé oṣù, àwa nìkan ní kò sóṣù. Anúkú lẹ́tẹ̀ ni wọ́n control. Anything I want to, I go do. Thank you.
I'm alone.